This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Let's go talk about Red Bluff real quick. Let's do some. Let's do a little bit on top of what you just heard in the news. A little recap. Killed five people. And in a very spread out pattern. He was going in a lot of places. He went to a school. And Tehama County Under Sheriff Phil Johnson confirmed two children were also shot and wounded, but children were not among the dead. And this guy's name is Kevin Jansen Neal. And I don't mind saying his name. I don't care about that. He's the one. He's the bad guy. 43 years old. It remains to be seen if any social media tracks ever existed for independent investigators to follow or if they've been covered, as often turns out to be the case. Here's what the citizen disarmament advocates are going to focus on. The shooter had a semi-automatic rifle. They will also exploit it if his politics turn out to have been conservative or pro-gun. And if not, that will be minimized. And as generally happens when mass shooting stories break and news outlets compete furiously for scoops and firsts, information is subject to change and to different emphasis. Another telling of the story from the same news conglomerate refers to the shooter as an apparent felon who was involved in a domestic violence incident Monday and had been involved a few months earlier in a stabbing. That includes an early report that has since been sanitized. I've got a Google screenshot that reports on that eyewitnesses claimed multiple assailants. Officials said they are investigating seven scenes in connection to aerial footage of a school where several students were shot in Rancho Tehama. Vieira said there were two gunmen. He saw one of them, a man in his 30s, 40s, dressed in green camo, running away from the school after the shooting. Go to one of those now. Ask, you know, just go do a Google search and see if that has been changed. And it has. Vieira said he saw a man in his 30s and 40s dressed in green camo running away from the school after the shooting. Vieira added he believes the gunman would have had to have shot from an elevated ramp in order to see the students who were hiding under their desks. The reference to the two gunmen has been removed, even though KRC-TV presents it under the heading of original article and includes no editorial note that substantial piece of information has been altered. It also appears the change has been made without notation on other stories as well. So it's no wonder that blog reports alleging conspiracy and cover-up have already emerged. Now, some of those reports all filed shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. And by the time it posted at midnight, there would be new information not included to have been released, possibly showing sites to be obsolete or flat-out wrong. That's the nature of breaking news. I also expect the usual attacks on gun owners and NRA having blood on their hands from the disarmament groups, politicians, celebrities, media, and all the other useful idiot followers. You'll no doubt see plenty of examples of that in the coming days. While you're doing it, though, just keep in mind that California with a K has the Brady Campaign award-winning gun laws. So-called assault weapons with high, read that to mean standard capacity magazines, have already been restricted. They have background checks and waiting periods and registration and all kinds of things. A domestic violence rap on your record will result in prohibited person status both at the state and federal levels. And if the guy was a felon, that's another prohibition. But the bottom line is, as much the antis disparage the alternative, the gun control they insist on will never be what stops a bad guy with a gun. In other news, a police have arrested a guy named David Kenneth Smith. Now, this is a quite the interesting chap. He's 39 years old. He's threatening to go on a killing spree. He's got a picture of himself sitting in a tub. He's going bald. He's got that ring of hair. And look, if you like that, that's cool. I would have that if I didn't shave my head. I just prefer that sleek look. He's got that ring of hair. He's grimacing, and he's got a what looks to be some sort of a 1911 laying across his chest. He had a YouTube channel called King David. He's a radical anti-Trump leftist. His videos, which have now been deleted, range from claiming that Trump is trying to kill Americans or just his transgendered girlfriend, and blaming Republicans for the Las Vegas shootings. He was investigated by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, and he was arrested on a felony charge of making criminal threats through email to a university professor. The most disturbing part of his story is the evidence taken from his YouTube channel, where he had multiple videos where he threatened to go on a killing spree as well as other threats. Smith seemed to have been a leftist time bomb. This past November the 2nd, the Orange County Sheriff's Department executed the arrest warrant for Smith. This is in California, of course, with a K. Inside Smith's home, they were able to recover 9 firearms that were all loaded at the time of his arrest. Oh, horrors. All 9 guns were legally obtained and registered by Smith under California law. Among these firearms were 4 shotguns, a Springfield M1, a hunting rifle, a revolver, and 2 pistols. Seems that Mr. Smith was upset with a professor at Soquel University and Elisa Viejo, where Smith graduated from in 2008, and the anger appears to have stemmed from an incident in 2008 where Smith had disciplinary action taken against him by the school for smoking marijuana. So, for the past 9 years, he's been sitting there stewing over this. Police do not have a reason for what brought back up this event after almost a decade had passed. Mr. Smith sent the professor that video of him telling college stories while in the bathtub with a pistol resting on his chest. And the targeted professor took this as a severe threat and contacted administrators at Soquel University. The university contacted the police, who then in turn contacted the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, and they opened an investigation on Smith. They do not believe that Smith emailed the professor as a YouTube stunt to get views for his small channel. That's the thing. A lot of YouTubers that are out there, especially the young kids, they do a lot of things called clickbait. And they say a lot of things like, I got married today, so that people will watch the video. And that's pretty funny. In another video, he claims that standing for the American flag is standing for hate. Smith, who is a big Obama fan, calls the NFL player took a knee, heroes to children everywhere. He claimed that the fans that booed the players were endorsing racism and hate. He then argued that standing for the flag is a form of tyranny. And in one of the most disturbing videos, he contemplates who he would kill on a shooting spree while holding a shotgun. He claimed that shooting sprees are self-defense because he could not be an artist, whatever that means. He seems to think that would be self-defense to kill someone randomly if you're a nonconformist. And he concludes that he would just shoot people randomly to be fair to everyone. Equality for all, after all, right? Justice for all. He also seems to have had a profound hatred for law enforcement, and he buys into the narrative that the police are systematically killing minorities. In one video, it talks about how police sign up to be shot by mass shooters, and it seems that the Soquel University has dodged a very big bullet. Smith appears to have come unhinged after the Trump election. His threats were almost another horrific event in a long line of violent leftist incidents. He's currently being held on $1 million bond and has pleaded not guilty to making criminal threats. That's pretty funny. This is somebody learning the lesson of Elliot Rodgers, the lesson of this Kevin Jansen fella. Nowadays, you got to take all this stuff serious. That's why I don't go around talking about it. I feel like blowing your head off. I never, ever say that, because that should be taken seriously. Because it seems like a lot of people are saying that now, and then they go out and do it. California, they finally are learning. Some of them, anyway. At least the Viejo, anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter, courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I want to ask a question out there, and I just, you know, somebody email me if this is the case. I want to know where this originates from. I keep getting email, or rather phone calls, from spoof numbers wanting to sell me health care about an inquiry I made, which I, of course, didn't make. This has got to be coming from somewhere. Why can't we find that? How is it we can read a license tag from outer space and we can't stop garbage phone calls? Somebody help me with that, would ya? I'm just wondering out loud. I just want to know. That bothers me a great deal just to think about it. The pattern is predictable. A bad person takes a gun and shoots people, killing and wounding many. Before the dead are cold, before the blood is finished coagulating, the standard bearers for civilian disarmament trot out their new legislation that will, they guarantee us, help stop the terrible tragedy from ever happening again. Here's the problem. They said that after the last tragedy and the subsequent round of restrictions on firearm owners and the tragedy before that and the tragedy before that. The most recent bandwagons for the civilian disarmament crowd is the terrible tragedies in a Texas church and in Las Vegas. 26 and 58 dead. And that is unimaginable to think about. No rational person can even begin to comprehend the mind of someone wanting to kill and maim so many people he doesn't know. These shootings rub a set of very uncomfortable facts in our society's collective face. The Las Vegas killer is very puzzling. He had no criminal history, not for violence, not for anything. Police had no idea that he would do this kind of thing. He obeyed every legal requirement, including repeated background checks when he obtained the guns he used for this event. The Texas killer, a man with a long history of violence, should have been prohibited from owning firearms, and the system failed, and he got him legally again. The Texas killer's murderous rampage was stopped by a legal civilian firearm owner and NRA instructor with a personally owned AR-15. If it isn't by now, the light bulb should be glowing bright over your head. No law on planet Earth can stop these types of killers. Not one. I mean, if you ask the Secret Service, who is tasked with keeping the president safe, they'll tell you that a determined individual that has thought enough about what he's doing is almost impossible to stop. Almost impossible. There's a little bit of luck that goes along with that. The anti-gun crowd hates to hear that there's no law on planet Earth that would stop this kind of killer. It flies in the face of their core belief that if you pass enough laws, we can stop these tragedies from occurring. This brings up the one fact that their core belief can't handle, and therefore they must reject. Laws only affect those willing to obey them. Criminals, because it is their nature to be criminals, are not affected by them. The Criminal Code of Canada, for example, is a very thick document. All those laws don't prevent individuals with bad intent from breaking them. They have overflowing prisons in Canada, too. Don't get me wrong here. These kinds of things, when they happen, is terrible. It's horrible. It's beyond the comprehension of a normally calm and rational human being. Yet it happens. And there's one simple explanation for why we cannot understand people who commit such horrors. And that's because we would never do that. Not the staunchest anti-gun advocate, not the most ardent gun owner. None of us would ever do that, ever. That is the one thing that we agree on. As a result, we cannot comprehend or understand how someone else could. So those seeking simplistic solutions attempt to pass more laws to harass people who are of no danger to anyone. The only person I am dangerous to is someone who comes in on me, someone who decides to break the law aimed at me when they do it. Then I am very dangerous to them. Otherwise, today I was around all kinds of people. I was carrying a weapon that they would call high capacity. I had two spare magazines that they would also call high capacity. I was buying shelves and bottled water. And I went to my two different locations and I bought shelves and bottled water. And nobody was the better for it. Nobody was the better for it. So, you know, our legislatures occupy themselves with their busy work, because even these new laws are just as useless as the last round. At least they seem to be doing something. And doing something always feels better than doing nothing. But here's three pertinent questions for when they're wanting to do something, to be seen doing something. What is the goal of the legislation? Do the measures contained within the legislation achieve that goal? Is there real evidence to back up those measures? And if not, why not? And is there a better alternative? I get it. If you want to profess that you want to stop killing, you know what I do too. Nobody hates these tragedies more than a lawful gun owner. We are the scapegoats for the anger, the rage, and the frustration, and the powerlessness that everyone feels in the wake of these tragedies. But banning guns is not the answer. Coming at me is not the answer. It's a convenient band-aid that is not even really touching the wound. It's a much deeper societal problem. Anyone who believes in these Pollyanna solutions might as well reach for the pixie dust and the unicorn poop, too. It's like banning cars because someone drove drunk and killed someone. You can't stop alcohol-fueled dangers by banning cars, and similarly, you can't stop mass murders by banning guns, or box cutters, or fertilizer, or diesel fuel, or chlorine, or jet planes, or flammable liquids. The tool is never the problem. The intent, the human being controlling the tool is the problem. Until the underlying issue is dealt with that causes people to go on these murder sprees, they're never going to be stopped. I do mean never. No matter how many anti-gun laws get passed. As a matter of fact, with every anti-gun law that gets passed, that just opens up a new field of fire for them. Yeah. So, I know this offends their sensitivity. About, the 23,000 laws on the books, they're a good starting point. Well, should we be passing policy as a starting point? If we're passing something, shouldn't we be doing something to actually do something about a problem? And if there's nothing to be done about a problem, should we be going after law-abiding gun owners and the guns they own that haven't harmed anybody? I already know the answer to that one. You do too. We've just got to get some politicians to understand that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load.
You know, I haven't talked too much about this. My favorite type of rifle to carry right now, if I'm going to run out the door with a rifle, is going to be an AR-15. And right now, that is the demonized low-hanging fruit out there today, because a few people have used them in unspeakable acts. To me, this is a rifle that is not scary in any sense of the imagination. The round is a moderately powered round. It doesn't have a lot of recoil. It's lightweight. It's accurate. It's reliable. Women like them because it's lightweight. There's no recoil. It's accurate. It's reliable. And they have been used in a rash of mass shootings. Now, The Atlantic decided to write a brief history of the firearm, a history that any gun owner or the Second Amendment supporter would know. What is this gun? Why is it the weapon that people who want to kill a lot of people in a hurry mainly choose? Tim Dickinson offered a useful history of the AR-15's emergence as the main implement of mass murder last year in Rolling Stone. All American Killer, How the AR-15 Became Mass Shooter's Weapon of Choice. And Megan O'Day and Fortune and Aaron Smith for CNN also had valuable reports. But there's another angle of the AR-15 saga that has slightly slipped from view. It is why this particular weapon is so unusually effective in killing things, even when compared with other firearms. The AR-15, created by the celebrated armaments designer Eugene Stoner, has many advantages, but a crucial one is that it used smaller, lighter bullets than some predecessors, which traveled at higher speed. A little bullet pays off so much in wound ballistics, that is why people who choose these weapons know. I remember one other thing about that story. Everyone I interviewed about these weapons at the time, the AR-15,
its offspring, the M16 and the opposing AK-47, assumed as a first premise that they were talking about battlefield equipment. None of them seemed to imagine such killing power in civilian hands. Probably because none of you had ever been in the battlefield. How about that one? How's that grab you? The AR-15 is lethal, as is any gun out there today. Any firearm is lethal. But, you know, why do police use the AR-15 for its underpowered performance? Now, the USA Today decided to look into this, and they actually spoke to a gun expert. Dean Hazen, owner of the Gun Experts in Mahomet, Illinois, and a master firearms instructor, said the reason mass shooters are turning to the AR-15 is due to the copycat mentality more than any feature of the rifle. He said it's really just a perception thing. There are rifles that are more powerful and more dangerous than that, but they're not being used. Hazen says the AK-47 in its semi-automatic variants is a far more wicked gun than the AR-15. The AK-47 variants can hold just as many rounds as the AR-15. They are more reliable. They use larger 7.62mm rounds as opposed to the 5.56. Some killers might be drawn to the AR-15 because they are the weapon of choice for the military and police. But the police choose it because it is underpowered, making it less likely to penetrate interior walls and hit an unintended target. The Army is considering moving to a higher caliber rifle, partly because that would make the weapon more deadly. Hazen says the AR-15 has gotten a bad rap. He believes mass shooters generally don't know how much about guns and choose the AR-15 because of the reputation it has gotten from the media as being the weapon of choice for mass shooters. He said, thank God they don't know any better, because if they did, they would use much more effective weapons. So here's the thing with, the Hollywood shooting in 1993, they used illegally modified AKs, and they were shooting through cars. There was no cover that day for the Hollywood police. And they did a lot of shooting, and they took a lot of people out. But which is it? Is the AR-15 a mighty killing machine that must be taken off the streets, or is it just that it's as lethal as any firearms would be? It's just that the design scares the leftists. It's the latter, because it is true that the AK-47 carries a more powerful round. My gun sight scout, my scout rifle in .308 in bolt action is a much more dangerous rifle from the viewpoint of what it can do to you than the AR-15 in 5.56. I am seriously thinking about talking to Doc at DTWS or talking to Roger at Ace Firearms and getting somebody to build me an AR-10. Thinking real serious about that. I've never shot one. I need to shoot one. I need to see how that feels. I have tried the M14, the EBRs, the SOCOMs, and all these other guns. And for me, I don't like them. Is that sacrilege? All these guns are they're designed to be what they are. And getting out there and talking about tools is never the way to go, because you're never going to stop something by just being concerned with the tool. Would we start talking about banning hammers if I was beating people in the head with a hammer? Do you know how easy, for all of these people to say, well, hey, it's so much easier to kill a bunch of people quick. Do you know how easy it is for me to get close to somebody? How easy it is for you to get close to somebody? Opportunity is everywhere for everything. All of these guns are reliable because they're based upon a military design. But they are civilianized. All weapons, with only a couple of exceptions, and they're mainly belt-fed guns, have made it into the hands of civilians. Up until the M14, they all were available to civilians. I mean, the Tommy gun was available to us until the 30s. So, and we've never gone crazy with these things. The AK-47 is a good weapon system. The AR-15 is a good weapon system. It's lethal, but it's nothing out of RoboCop. Shotguns and rifles are used rarely in gun crime. And now for a good laugh. You know, understand this. The AR-15 isn't going anywhere. But with articles like this that these people are writing, inadvertently what they do is they create the market again. Sales are going to soar. And I'm thinking about going to Doc and seeing if I can get him to put a chainsaw and mount one on there so we can actually have that. And, you know, just take a picture of it and stick it out there so they can think that it actually is Gears of War. Oh, goodness. Listen, the AR-15 is... what's happening right now is it has been branded the gun of choice for mass shooters. All of these mass shooters, including Stephen Paddock, are newbies. Devin Kelly was a newbie. He got shot and he dropped his weapon and ran. Not exactly what I would call a combatant. This guy, what's this guy's name? Kevin Jansen Neal. He had enough, if he actually assembled his weapons, he had enough mechanical wherewithal to be able to put them together. And I would like, I want to know about the AR-10, guest 594. I really want to know. If he actually did all of this stuff, it would be interesting to find that out simply because he shouldn't have been able to buy them anyway. So he had to, if he did it, he would have had to have found parts or something. Okay, there we go. Somebody has finally sent me a link. I'll read that later. Maybe a smoking gun finally. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's Babs Muffet. There she is. I haven't seen her. Well, this is the first time you've ever seen the new website, haven't you? Flag Day Roz, that name has been in my chat room for years. Before there was a Lock and Load. According to the Sacramento Bee, and let's by the numbers go down these all of these failures. Kevin Jansen Neal, like they were saying in the news reports, he was not a stranger to local law enforcement. District Attorney Greg Cohen told the Bee that Neal was being prosecuted by his office for assault with a deadly weapon and a stabbing that had occurred earlier this year. And he said in that incident, the victims were his neighbors, one of whom was apparently shot to death despite an outstanding restraining order that was also in place before moving on to the other random victims and then the Rancho Tehama school. Reportedly using a semi-automatic rifle, of course, and at least two young boys were shot, one inside an elementary school, another one when the suspect fired seemingly at random at a car heading to the school. Both young men are expected to survive, but the mother driving the car was critically wounded. He was apparently unable to enter the school due to a lockdown that was initiated when teachers heard Neal's gunfire outside. So after he left the school, he stole another car and began firing at officers when they raced to town to confront him. They returned fire and killed him at a nearby intersection. This rampage lasted around 45 minutes. Seven different shooting locations were being treated as separate crime scenes. Let's take all of this and recap, shall we? We have an individual who had been charged with at least two felonies who was out on bail. He was also the subject of a restraining order issued to his neighbors, one of whom is now dead. All of this made his possession of firearms a legal impossibility, and yet somehow he got his hands on a rifle and two handguns. And all of this in a state with some of the most stringent gun control laws in the nation. So what's the over under on the number of hours until calls for still more gun stringent gun control laws emanate from the Golden State legislators to make what Neal did today, or that day in particular, even more illegaler? Is that a word? Illegaler? That doesn't make you sound old, Babs. I mean, if you've been here as long as I've been here, the only reason I don't have gray hair is because I shave it off. Now, California has a gun confiscation program. They have a this is designed to get guns away from prohibited people who might have bought them legally but now shouldn't own the gun. And due to the Sutherland Springs killer's history, many are looking at the law and thinking this might be a good idea as a way to prevent another such massacre. But they say that the California program does keep guns away from ex-cons and the mentally disturbed. And now there's some that are saying that maybe that's what we should do. In late 2006, in California, with a K, a database was set up to track firearms owners and cross-reference those names with criminal and mental health records to identify these individuals who have been or will become prohibited from possessing a firearm subsequent to legal acquisition or registration of a firearm or assault weapon. This made California the first and only state in the nation to establish an automated system for tracking firearm owners who might fall into a prohibited status. They're able to do that, of course, because they have a registry. The intent is once the state had identified those who shouldn't have guns under the law, they would go place to place and confiscate said weapons. This is called the Armed and Prohibited Person System, APPS. First conceived by the state legislature that never sleeps in 1999 in response to the proliferation of gun violence across the state and the nation. The focus of the so-called APPS program is to disarm convicted criminals, those with certain mental illnesses, and other individuals who may be dangerous. That part is a little onerous to me. Though, you know, it's a very long, detailed article about all this stuff, but this, you get the gist of it here. Here's a problem with saying a program like this would somehow have prevented Sutherland Springs. He wasn't on the list. For all due purpose, even though he had been convicted, even though it was a matter of record, it had never been presented to NICS, along with all the millions of others that haven't been presented to NICS. And we don't share the relevant information. Well, the authorities can't come and knock it on your door. The authorities have to know the person is prohibited. The Sutherland Springs killer, while prohibited, was accepted as lawfully possessing his guns because he'd bought them all at gun stores and passed a background check. Therein lies the problem, gun grabbers. While you're looking to create programs anew and new ways to try and interfere with people's right to keep and bear arms, you're avoiding the elephant in the room that the system that's already in place isn't being utilized correctly. Gun stores face a virtual hammer of God if they fail to conduct a background check. Agencies get away with failing, you know, the agencies out there, though, get away with failing to input any and all information into the NICS. I think somebody should go to, say, the Air Force and lock up the chief of staff right now. Yeah. Go out there, ATF, and do that. Go out there and find the Air Force chief of staff and put him in the bracelets. Somebody needs to swing for this one, don't they? Now, I'm not trying to throw out new suggestions and trying to make any new programs like the one in California. One thing we could do right now is actually demand, if we're going to have this system, to report. And failure to report should become a crime. Because the failure of the background check system in this case, in more than one case, has resulted in death. It resulted in death in Sutherland, Texas. It resulted in death in Charleston, South Carolina. It resulted in death in Virginia Tech. Or at Virginia Tech. At what point do we sit back and look at the gun grabbers and say, listen, I know that you had the best intentions at heart. And you know that the road to hell is paved with those. So here's what I'm telling you. The stuff you've been working on isn't working. As a matter of fact, it's causing bigger problems. And stop trying to pretend that the NRA or gun rights activists or people that just own guns, we don't have blood on our hands. No, we don't. We do not. Tomorrow, I'll have to do something. I'll have to go out. I've got to go to, talk to a friend of mine that wants me to film something for him. I've got to go to I may have to go buy groceries or something like that. When I go around, I'll be armed. And everybody around me will see me, and they will not know that I am armed. And I'll be armed, and unless something bad happens, I will come home, and my gun will never see the sun. And nobody will be the wiser. And it'll be great. And I do this every day, and I've done it every day for the past 10 years now. So all of this stuff about me, you guys need to put that away. I'm not the problem. The problem here is that you sit out there, you idiots, you continue to call for new laws, and you're not making sure that the current system works as you designed it to work. You're out there now and you want universal background checks. You are the ones that swept away what they call the tabletop FFLs. There used to be a time, you know, in the 80s or and going back beyond that, where there would always be somebody in the neighborhood who had an FFL. And he would be a federal firearms dealer, and he would only buy guns that he would sell his friends for a discounted price. He didn't have a store, he didn't have a gun safe or anything like that. So with the advent of the Brady Law, to have an FFL, you then had to have a building with bars and alarm systems and safes and bars and doors and locks and alarm systems and more cameras and safes. And you had to have all this stuff to qualify for the FFL. So now you had to become, you know, like a business person. All of the tabletops, all the tabletop FFLs were swept aside. So all the people that were actually selling to people that weren't going to gun stores, they had their FFL taken away from them. Where they would have had to have done a background check, that no longer existed anymore. So, bear all that in mind. We're not the problem. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.